Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that pre-injury supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids may improve cognitive and physiologic recovery following brain injury. Repetitive mild traumatic brain injuries, or MTBI, may lead to irreversible brain damage due to the secondary effects that follow a brain injury, such as oxidative damage. Omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to reduce the secondary effects of a brain injury by reducing oxidative damage. Given the frequency and potential long-term effects of repetitive mild traumatic brain injuries, it is imperative to find new ways to prevent and treat the cumulative effects of a mild traumatic brain injury. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to determine if a diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids would reduce cognitive deficits and neuronal cell death in a fluid percussion rat model of repetitive mild traumatic brain injury. 25 rats completed the full experiment, and the rat chows were custom made, with the first having an additional 6% fish oil, and the other having an additional 6% soybean oil, which was the control diet. Both chows had the same calorie content, essential nutrients, and oil contents. The rats were randomly assigned to either diet, and were given free access to their respective chow for 4 weeks pre-injury and 2 weeks post-injury. After 4 weeks, the rats were subjected to a bilateral brain injury via fluid percussion. After 24 hours, a second fluid percussion injury was administered to generate a repetitive mild traumatic brain injury. Cognitive evaluation was assessed for 5 consecutive days via the Morris-Water-Mays test. Following the final cognitive trial, the rats were euthanized and the brains were examined for histological differences within the CA2-3 hippocampal regions, where neurons imperative for memory and spatial navigation are located. The fish oil group was able to find the hidden platform and spent more time within the target quadrant on day 14 post-MTBI compared to the soybean oil group. Furthermore, there were no differences between the right and left hemispheres in the quantity of surviving CA2-3 neurons. However, there was a trend for the fish oil group having a greater number of total CA2-3 neurons compared to the control diet group. Now, this is an interesting study that mimicked a repetitive blow to the head that would result in a mild traumatic brain injury. The rats that were given fish oil chow displayed better terminal cognitive performances within the Morris-Water-Mays test by exhibiting greater spatial memory retention than the soybean oil counterparts. The histology demonstrated a trend for those on the fish oil diet to have a greater number of surviving CA2-3 hippocampal neurons. This data suggests that pre-injury supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids may have the potential to improve cognitive outcome after sustaining multiple mild traumatic brain injuries. The study also suggests that many of the cognitive problems following a concussive event may be due to the secondary effects of oxidative stress on the tissue, which may be alleviated by fish oil supplementation. However, there was not an injury-free control group for comparison. The fish oil supplementation may offset a variety of neurometabolic events that occur following a mild traumatic brain injury that help preserve or repair cognitive function following injury. Further research is necessary to determine the duration and dose of fish oil to receive these benefits. Additionally, it should be distinguished if omega-3 fatty acids from natural food sources produce better or similar neuronal protection results compared to supplementation. This past week, we had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post reported that while young physically active cadets experience biochemical changes that reflect cartilage turnover during a 4-year period, a cadet with an ACL injury may have more pronounced changes. These changes may provide insight for detecting individuals at risk for osteoarthritis and developing interventions to prevent this. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that contralateral ACL reconstructions were more frequent than revision ACL reconstructions among patients with a history of an ACL reconstruction. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.